All right, Worcester State University means a lot to me, and it means a lot to many other people. Of course, most of us remember it as Worcester State College. There are some out there who remember it as a teacher's college. But, of course, it's Worcester State University right now. And at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, I'm asking that you go to Worcester State University. And yes, to honor the university, but more important, to honor the fact that the family of a great Worcester man who passed back in 2008 is doing us the honor of allowing us to honor him by naming the baseball diamond after him. Joining me now in the studio is the son of Kevin Lyons, Sean Lyons, and on the phone, the head baseball coach for Worcester State University, Dr. Dirk Baker. Good morning to you both, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good to be on.
Well, it's nice to have you both here. And the first thing I want to say is, folks, Dr. Baker wanted to be here, but he is such a dedicated coach that he's running a camp. So we had to coordinate this on the phone, but we're so happy that he's here. But, Sean, let me ask you first. There are many people who probably come up to you on a regular basis. I know that they maybe know your dad from the press box and your family from the press box, which is still around. But they come up to you and they say, your dad was a great guy because he did this. Your dad was a great guy because he did this. I mean, I know you lost him in 2008. It's got to help with that loss to hear that from so many people.
Yeah, I mean, wherever you go out throughout the city, people will come up to you and say what a great guy he was. And all the great things he did for them. So it's really nice to keep hearing that even after, going on 4 years now. It's still nice to hear that all the time.
It's incredible that some folks, right away when you say the name Kevin Lyons, they know. Oh, yes, Kevin Lyons. But to a lot of other people, you may see the works of Kevin Lyons. You may not know the name, but you see the works of him. He was the kind of guy who, if you went to him, and you said, this is the issue and this is what we want help with. He was always there. I mean, that kind of a guy. What was it like growing up with a dad like that?
Well, he liked to do things behind the scenes. He didn't like to have the attention. If people wanted his help or whatever, he did it, but he didn't want any attention about it. So he liked to keep a low profile.
Well, I noticed that his family is kind of the same way. You're the same way. You were reluctant even to come on the show. And when I said I wanted you to come on, you said, well, it's more about the players on the team and everything else. But he truly was a humble guy.
Sure. Yeah.
And you should really take some credit for this. I mean, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah. Well, he'd be happy just to have Worcester State baseball having its own field on campus. I mean, they played at Logan Field. They played at Foley Stadium. They played at Dirk, you tell me. I mean, I've seen him play at Tibnan Field at Lake Park. So, I mean, they've been all over the place. So it's good to have a place on campus now.
Yo, go ahead, Dr. Baker. I mean, it must be great for the team to have this field.
Well, we used to say that we call him Kev. We put his three letters on our hat the year he passed because everyone called him Kev. And he almost was at a Santa Claus type of aura about him because, I went to him time after time, and he always took care of me. And the way I do things here, it's never about me. It's about the players and the student-athletes. And the family, Sean and Kathy and Chris, Kevin, Trish, Kevin Jr., they keep
and
this
Mike.
Legacy going on, and Mike. And they're keeping the legacy going on. And even now, whenever I ask the Lyons family for something, I have a response within 24 hours. And I think that's a lesson to be learned because it's never about an individual. It's about a group. And especially if, a kid might need some help. I always tell my guys, if you can't do it by yourself, make an adjustment, ask for some help, and surround yourself with a winner and someone that's going to help you. And that was Kevin's always big thing is, if you're going to do it, you better do it right and you better win. So that's what we're trying to do.
We're talking with Dr. Dirk Baker, the Worcester State University head baseball coach, and, of course, Sean Lyons, the son of Kevin D. Lyons, who passed in 2008. And the baseball diamond at Worcester State is going to be named for him this Saturday, 11 a.m. Come there, please. Come there and honor the man and honor the team. Sean, you said to me you wanted this to be about the team and the players, but your dad was a decent... Well, first of all, he graduated from Worcester State with two different degrees, a master's and a bachelor's degree. But he had a pretty good baseball record there.
He did. I know his team won... I think 27 straight games in 64 and 65. He's in the Hall of Fame in the first class in 1986. In fact, his 1964 team was elected to the Hall of Fame, so I think it's a tribute to his teammates as well.
He was a humble guy. Would he be embarrassed by this right now?
He would not be happy at all.
He wouldn't be happy at all.
He would not.
He'd say, "Come on, now this is enough." Now,
but, just, but there's nothing he can do now. So
that's a good one. The field, having the field in Sean's dad's name, Doctor, is I know you said the players were inspired. You had the his initials on their hats in the season, the year that he died. What about having that field there, though, and having it in someone's name who's just as important? And I think back to Doc Coughlin, who I helped get the football field named after. There were these kind of people like that. Not the huge multi-millionaire donors who can buy getting their name on a field, but somebody like this. Does it make a difference in the way that you coach?
Everything that is Worcester State baseball has a direct connection with Kevin Lyons. I mean, this guy was a player. He was alumni director. He ran our golf tournaments. He did our team dinners. He was a fundraiser. He did everything, and he never asked for anything in return. And there is no one else that we would want to name the field after. It's a great tribute. Eddie Burns, a good friend of the family, had a lot to do with this with the Parks Commission, and they should also get a major shout-out. And also the Rockwood family, because the Rockwood family way back donated the land to the city for Parks and Recreation. And we're going to have a little nickname, and I don't know when it's going to happen. We're going to call it the Lion's Den, even though it's L-Y. And we might get some Lions roars if we hit a home run or something on the intercom. But we want to have a student section. We want to have grills for the students. We want to have a playground for the kids. We want to make this a family atmosphere. And I think the Red Sox finally got it here about, you know, when the three amigos there took over the Red Sox.
Yeah.
That we want everyone. Bring your dog. Bring your kids. Bring the kids in the stroller. And let's have a great day. And it just so happens we're playing the defending league champs.
Right.
Bridgewater State, that was a game away from the College World Series last year. And we want to have this to be our den, our house, and to be successful on the new field. And it all goes back to Kevin Lyons. And there will be more tributes down the way, because this guy, and there's a lot of people in Worcester. I love Worcester. It's the second largest city in New England. It's a college town. It's an hour from everything. And we want this to be the jewel of the city.
Well, I think it will be, not just because Worcester State University is the greatest place to be, but I just think having the Lyons family affiliated with it, I think is great, having it the Kevin Lyons baseball diamond. I want folks to come out now, just so that you know, here's how it works. At 11 a.m., they are going to begin the dedication of the field. Now, there's a doubleheader, as you just heard the coach say, against Bridgewater. They're going to do some batting practice before that, and they're going to do an infield cleanup, but they're going to do it at 11 o'clock, some speakers, and They're going to meet at the press box at the Diamond. Now, not the press box, the famous press box on Lincoln Street.
On Lincoln.
No.
That's after the game.
That's after the game. Right. Prior to the game, they're going to meet at the press box. But there is going to be a speaking program. The lieutenant governor, the mayor, the city manager. I mean, everybody who's anybody is going to be there. And they're all going to talk about how great this field is going to be and what a great man Kevin Lyons was. Sean, I know that you folks, your family continues to be very, very active in helping out. And I know I've seen you involved in other causes and just like your dad. The field in his name, though, does it, do you think if I know you didn't want it to happen. I know the family's humble and you're following in your dad's lead, but do you think this really is, if you could twist his arm and say, come on, Dad, we got to name something after you, would this be it? Would this be where he would feel the most at home?
I think it's the perfect place. I mean, he obviously played baseball there. He loved Worcester. He loved the city. He loved Worcester State. I mean, that's where he met my mother. So how could he not love that? And he coached Quinsig, and, you know, so I think he's got a – but I think Worcester State baseball is the perfect place to have something named after him. He really bled Worcester State baseball, and he loved working with Dirk and the team, and I think it's the right thing to do.
Well, Sean, I want to thank you allow us to honor you, and it honors us by allowing us to do it in your family. Best to the family. I encourage everybody to be there. Come down. It's going to be the Tom Bavakwa says the wet weather is going to hold off. Come on down and then watch some great baseball, and you truly will enjoy yourself. And it is for a great man and a man who did so much that you probably drive by all the time and don't even know. Well, now you know the name, Kevin Lyons, and now you know the name of the field, the Kevin Lyons Baseball Diamond. Sean Lyons, Kevin Lyons' son, Sean, thank you. And Dr. Baker, thank you so much, and good luck on Saturday in the game.
Thanks for having us on, Jim.